stories online.
The elements that make up a traumatic situation can linger and haunt us for quite some time, well after that situation has ended. But what happens when not only the sounds, the sights, the smells return? What happens when the entity that was involved in that traumatic situation also returns to you? Not just in a vision, not just in a dream or a nightmare, but physically returns. That's what happens to one of our listeners in this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. It is a story you will not soon forget, and I think one of the most disturbing we've ever shared on an EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. To hear the entire story, the entire experience, sign up to be an EPP extra podcast person on our website at ghostpodcast.com. Here is a little taste of this week's EPP bonus episode. Smoke began to billow up from around him. He opened his mouth, and from him began to erupt the most anguished scream I've ever heard. It echoed through the room, the pain held within it incomprehensible to my young mind. I hoped my mama or my dad would hear it, that they'd rush in and save me, but they didn't. Seemed like this show was only for me. As he screamed, the flesh on his face began to split, and a familiar scent filled the air. The scent of burning rubber and human flesh I had smelled back on that highway. Cracks appeared in his skin. What I assumed was blood began to ooze out. His skin began to blister and blacken, the blood on his face beginning to boil as if someone was taking a blue torch to him. His eyes seemed to melt away, shivering up in their sockets, leaving hollowed-out pits. Chunks of flesh began to slough off and hit the ground in charred hunks. What was left was his skull and bits of blackened flesh clinging tenaciously to it. All the while, he continued to scream as he was reduced to a burnt-out husk. He screamed for what seemed like hours, and when his scream stopped, mine started. Mama finally rushed in upon hearing me and tried to console me as I cried and screamed. I couldn't be consoled. My screaming didn't stop until I passed out. So there's a lot more to this story, a lot more about what he witnessed in real life with other people surrounding him to see the same horrible, traumatic event. But then these events continued to replay themselves in very different ways. It is one of the scariest, most disturbing stories we've ever shared on the show. To get it for yourself, become an EPP extra podcast person. Just go to ghostpodcast.com. Sign up and you will get this week's EPP bonus episode to experience for yourself at ghostpodcast.com. $5 a month is all we ask. Of course, you can sign up for a full year and get one of those months free and a bunk bed bell on top of that sent to you if you're a U.S. resident. Become an EPP today at ghostpodcast.com and enjoy the show.